This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel's parliament voted on Wednesday to back Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's declaration opposing the unilateral creation of a Palestinian state, following growing international calls for the revival of efforts to reach a two-state solution to the decades-long conflict.
Such an attempt will only endanger Israel and will prevent the genuine peace that we all seek. Peace can only be achieved after we achieve total victory over Hamas and through direct negotiations between the parties, direct negotiations without preconditions.
Opposition leader Yair Lapid said the entire move was a political stunt by Netanyahu. Lapid accused the prime minister of making up a threat that does not exist. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Iran has accused Israel of a sabotage attack on an Iranian natural gas pipeline caused by multiple explosions a week ago. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The comments by Iran's oil minister Javad Aoghi come as Israel has been blamed for a series of attacks targeting Tehran's nuclear program. He called the explosions part of an Israeli plot intended to wreak havoc on Iran's gas distribution. Israel has not acknowledged carrying out the attack, though it rarely claims its espionage missions abroad. The office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a longtime foe of Iran, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Karen Chamas.
Brazil said global institutions are not up to the job of solving the world's biggest crises. Brazil Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira made the bleak assessment Wednesday at the start of the two-day meeting of foreign ministers from the group of 20 nations in Rio de Janeiro. Vieira cited the failure of the UN Security Council to prevent or halt conflicts such as those playing out in Ukraine on the Gaza Strip, which he called an unacceptable paralysis. This is VOA News. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is calling for reform of the UN and other institutions such as the World Trade Organization and multilateral banks. Foreign ministers of the world's 20 rich and developing nations are gathering this week to lay the groundwork for a November summit in Rio. Years of war have introduced new elements into Ukrainian children's lives, such as bomb shelters in kindergartens and schools, mine safety lessons, and first aid training. From Kyiv, Licia Bakalets reports.
A kindergarten teacher says, "Look, here is an abandoned house, and it can be dangerous. Why?" A kid answers, "Because there may be a grenade."
These students in the city of Irpin are just 3 or 4 years old, and every week they have special safety classes. Now Ukrainian students of all ages get lessons in the wartime dangers they face every day. Lesya Bakalets, VOA News, Kyiv.
Ukraine's president has invited Poland's leaders to meet him at their shared border to resolve a blockade by Polish farmers protesting Ukrainian food imports. President Volodymyr Zelensky said the blockade is hampering the shipments of weapons to Ukrainian soldiers. He hopes the border meeting could happen before the 2-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine on Saturday. The brother of U.S. President Joe Biden was on Capitol Hill Wednesday for a private interview as part of the impeachment inquiry into the president. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Mr. Biden, what do you make of the investigation, Mr. Biden?
It's one of several interviews GOP lawmakers have done in trying to build momentum for an impeachment process that stalled in recent months. Even some Republicans have criticized a lack of evidence directly tying the president to his family's alleged efforts to leverage the Biden name into corporate paydays. The probe was undercut again last week when an FBI informant who claimed there was a bribery scheme involving the president, Hunter Biden, and a Ukrainian energy firm was charged with making up the story, which was central to the GOP investigation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will not find out until next month at the earliest whether he can appeal extradition to the United States on spying charges. Two British High Court judges said Wednesday they will take time to consider their verdict. It came after a 2-day hearing in which Assange's lawyers argued he risked a flagrant denial of justice if he is sent to the U.S. to face espionage charges. Find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.